Steak and Cream Epilogue. Extra Epilogue is so very extra. By Kimbu York. Read by Faye J. Superintendent Savoy's office. Xiaoman kicks her feet back and forth in the air, admiring her pretty heels. Her aunt is somewhere nearby, upset about Xiaoman's choice of a pantsuit and complaining to Susu about it, among many, many other things. Lo Fei stands by an open window, enjoying a cigar. Ben is stretched out in the chair, head tilted back, his neck on display, breathing heavily. His formal wear is getting wrinkled by Xiaoman sitting in his lap, or, more accurately, on his right thigh, but neither of them care. She's the least of the causes. It's interesting how many cultures around the world think it's bad luck for the groom to see the bride before the wedding, Lo Fei intones, his voice still a bit scratchy. Silly superstitions, Xiaoman adds, as if you believe in anything like luck, good or bad. Lo Fei grimaces. I am not the bride. And yet, Ben says, actually giggling. You are the one who should not be here, Lo Fei accuses, pointing at Xiaoman. Ben was so nervous. I thought your mouth might relax him. And she was right. Ben is sweaty and out of breath, but boneless. Lo Fei splutters at them for a second before taking another huff on the cigar, looking sternly at the scenery outside. Stop fussing, Lo Fei, Ben replies, otherwise unmoved. He runs a hand up and down Xiaoman's back, under her lurid red jacket. Sighing, she shifts to settle his bent cock back into his trousers, button him up and reset his clothes to something presentable. He smiles at her softly, and they rub noses, while Lo Fei does his best impression of an anxious pigeon, clucking and flapping his wings. Xiaoman gets up, regretful but determined. I must go soothe my aunt's feathers, Lo Fei. He startles so badly he nearly drops his cigar. Your duty as best man is to make sure my bride arrives to the ceremony on time. She waves a hand over Ben's prone form. This damn foolishness, your fault, she and Ben say together. How? He challenges more than questions. Xiaoman rolls her eyes because they've been over this so many times over the past few months. We told you three people can't fit in that closet, Lo Fei. Ben lifts his head to glare at him. That you were the only one who was able to hide from Detective Ye by pretending to be a trench coat does not absolve you. Lo Fei sighs heavily, knowing the truth of it. Caught in a coat closet at the police station, with Ben's hand up her shirt, he was trying to remove it for Lo Fei, whose hands were busy elsewhere, had pretty much sealed their fate. It was either get married or permit Superintendent Savoy to shoot Ben as a matter of honour. Savoy yelled at them for days. Xiaoman thinks maybe her father's spirit is lurking heavily around Savoy. Most of the police force is in attendance for the wedding, whether they want to be or not, since it turns out that Detective Ye is both a bully and a hopeless romantic. Susu was so excited about the upcoming nuptials that as soon as she heard that Ben was moving in with Xiaoman, she had the doorways between Lo Fei and Xiaoman's apartments torn out and sealed off the hallway with a grander entrance befitting their marriage suite. She's no fool. Savoy is officiating because he threatened to fire everyone involved otherwise. Xiaoman closes the door on her lovers and heads down to the large meeting hall downstairs where they have arranged to hold the ceremony. The men had fussed about honouring traditions almost as much as her aunt had, but in the end practicality and Xiaoman won out. Nevertheless, Xiaoman bowed to a little and secretly went to a fortune teller to help set the date, even on such short notice, and she let Susu choose the bright red jacket for her to wear. Otherwise, the whole affair is mostly to save face and reputation, in her opinion. She doesn't mind. This last-minute wedding will, at least, reduce the amount of sneaking around they have to do. The past year has been stressful, especially given Lo Fei's delicate nerves. They've planned a modern honeymoon in Hawaii that Lo Fei, to everyone's stupefied horror, will be joining. She's content that all is as it should be. whatever anyone else thinks about it. Unconventionality suits them.